Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome back to the Potted Together podcast. My name is Becca, and I am joined by my co-hosts, Adam and Nicole. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
I always feel like I'm answering the phone, like, hello, are you guys there?
Thank you for choosing speaking. Potted Together podcast. This is Adam speaking.
I have a really good, like, game voice. You know when you enter a game and they have, like, a voice, it's like, welcome to blah, blah, blah. Or in movies, they have those, like, you enter this alternate universe. So we play this game called Avalon. And it's sort of similar to, what is that game where you, Mafia. There we go. It's sort of similar to Mafia where you're trying to guess who the bad guys are, basically. That's a very simplified version. So something that we do, and it's just, like, a funny thing, is we'll all close our eyes because everyone has to, like, certain people get to look at each other, and I always enter the game going, welcome to Avalon. And I'm like, I need to be a voice actress. That was so good every single time.
I really despise the game Mafia.
Okay, you I don't know what the heck either of you guys are talking about. I don't know. I've never heard of these games.
Well, Mafia is a game where you can play with, like, a group of people, and then it's kind of a situation where someone's the bad guy. I don't know what it's called.
I guess, like, the murderer?
The mobster?
I don't know.
But basically, everyone closes their eyes, but the certain people have to, like, open their eyes and, like, so they can see, like, you know, you're the bad guy and you're, I don't know how. The thing about it is everyone has to work together to find out who the bad guy was. So if you were the bad guy, you have to, like, constantly defend yourself and lie. Mm-hmm. And that's what makes me feel so uncomfortable. Not saying that I can't lie because, you know, I've been known to lie, but it just makes me so uncomfortable, like, with...
Exposed.
With, like, having to, like, mask your facial expressions, because I think my face just, like, tells my true feelings regardless of what I try to do. Mm-hmm. And I blush really easily, so, like, if I'm, like, trying to, like, defend myself, my whole face just turns bright red.
Your face is turning red right now. Like, it's getting so red. It's like, and as I'm saying this, it's getting even more red.
I'm going to be the Kool-Aid man. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, people do that to me when they see that I'm blushing. They'll go, oh, my God, your face is getting so red. And to make me blush even more, because I'm also a blusher.
I blush so easily, and I also have, like, rosacea, so it doesn't help when I get flush and then my cheeks are, like, on fire and I could feel myself heating up, and then people will be like, well, you're so red. So we sound like we all have similar issues.
You're so red. Oh my god,
it's like, thank you. I feel it.
So on that note, welcome to Potted Together podcast.
That one was a weird intro.
There was so many mouth sounds involved in that. Let me try again. Welcome to Potted Together podcast. My name is Becca, and I'm joined... No, I can't. I can't put it on for too long.
I liked it.
I can't stay in character. Anyway, today we're going to be talking about plant dreams. And, I mean, this is something that Adam and I have talked about because we have had dreams about plants.
Wait.
I'm a very...
Host, what? Becca, we didn't do our weekly recap.
Well, we will. I'm just letting you know what we're going to talk about.
I'm sorry.
I was thinking the same thing, but go ahead.
I'm running this episode.
That's right. Backseat drivers.
Shut up!
I am the captain now. Okay. Back to what I was saying before I was rudely interrupted. Okay, Adam and I have talked about... I don't even want to talk about this anymore.
Build a bridge, get over it.
Okay. Adam and I have talked about our plant dreams before. I think that we are both very active dreamers. Is this a fact? Or do you dream often, or is this like sometimes you dream?
Yeah, no, I don't dream. I don't remember my dreams often at all, unless they're like really impactful.
Okay. So I dream like almost every night, and I remember them almost every night. So it's just really a whole thing. But okay, before we get in, and actually Nicole said she doesn't have any planned dreams, right?
I really don't. I don't think I can recall having one plant dream, which is weird.
That is kind of weird. Well,
you
okay,
must be
so
a
before
really
we get
bad plant mom.
Oh, okay.
You must not like plants that much.
I love my plants.
But before we get into that, we kind of want to catch up because this is a fun time, really selfishly for us to catch up with each other because we text, but sometimes you just can't say it all. So let's do a little life update. What's going on with you guys?
Well, can I just talk about how Potted Together launched this week?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes. It was so exciting. On when was it? Was it Tuesday or Monday? Monday, right?
Monday.
Yeah, it was just an overwhelming response. Like so many people listened, so many people were on social media talking about it, and it was a great time. Selfishly, I had a great day on Monday.
Yeah, it really made Monday a lot better. And we're like pretty far ahead in like recordings for this podcast, which is exciting because one of us is selfishly moving across the country.
Mm-hmm.
but yeah, this week that we're recording this, it launched, and that was just, I don't know, it's fun. Like I'm really excited about this venture.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And just yesterday we hit over 1,000 listens on all podcasts, which is crazy. It's so much fun, and I just can't wait to like till people get to hear more episodes. People were messaging me and being like, oh my gosh, we can't wait till the next one. And I was like, yeah, there's some doozies. So
I've even forgotten some of the, like after they've been edited, we've listened to them obviously, but I kind of forgot again. So it was like listening to it for the first time and it was so fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was very apologetic to people though. I'm like, I'm so sorry about the sound quality. And literally every single person said, I didn't even notice. And I'm like, ah, this is so me.
Okay. I'm glad you brought that up because Sharina messaged me yesterday and was like, you guys are so great. I listened to it. I can't wait to hear more. And I was like, yeah, I was like, the only thing we probably would do different is we probably would have like did different audio. Like the next Monday is going to be great. And she's like, what are you talking about? I listened to my ear pods and it was totally fine. I didn't even notice anything. And I was like, okay, she's a creator too. And I know she's particular. So I'm like, okay, well, she didn't notice it then.
Yeah.
I think we're our worst critics for sure. So
yeah, we're going to notice those flaws because we even thought about re-recording that episode again, because actually that episode had already been recorded and then we realized, I think I did something wrong. I didn't record, which was so dumb. It was like the first 10 minutes it didn't actually get recorded and it sucked. So I don't know. Once we took out the video element, it's been so much more simple and like less stressful.
Yeah, it just gives us the time to like sit and enjoy each other and just chat instead of like worrying about is the camera recording, is this recording, is that recording, how does the background look, kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what's the lighting?
Yeah, the video, there's just a lot of work that goes into video.
Does Becca have a battery charged? I don't know.
I now have 3 camera batteries. I went a little overkill because like if you watch my videos, you know my camera, I don't know why. I literally, maybe I'm the only creator who talks about it in my videos. You guys are both shaking your heads no.
I talk about it. I don't record. My battery's never charged.
Yeah, my battery is always dying. And it's been a lot better since I got the 3, you know, batteries. But before I would have to wait like 3 hours for my battery to charge and then I could finish the video. But now it's like a minute in between clips. But anyway. So we're really excited that this has finally launched, like, for us because, you know, for you guys, you've been listening for, like, what, maybe 5 or 6 weeks by now. But, yeah, it's really exciting, and it just makes it feel so much more real. Like, this is actually a thing we're doing. And, yeah, because for a long time, we waited a long time to launch because we wanted to make sure that we were properly enticing people into doing it. It's a sales technique, you guys.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you have to wait a little bit to build some hype. And I'm really glad we did because it's given us some time to record ahead so that it's not stressful or anything. But
yeah, especially when you move, we could take a little break.
Yeah, we have time to take a break, which I don't know if we actually will need to, because I'm moving on the 29th, September 29th. We're recording this on September 17th, so it's coming up.
Wait, you're moving in September?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
That's like 2 weeks. I think I'm going to cry.
Oh no. I like your nail polish.
Thank you. I thought it was October.
Yeah, the 29th I'm leaving after 2 p.m. That's our like final walkthrough with our landlord. So we could leave on the 30th, but we wouldn't have a place to stay. So we figured we'd just start the drive. So,
wow, that is so soon.
I know.
Yeah. I'll probably be arriving on Thursday, October 1st when we would record. So I don't think that we should not record that day.
You can take a day. It's okay.
Can I have the day off?
And then like with the holidays coming up, I'm sure like Thanksgiving's on a Thursday. You know, like I'm sure there's going to be a few days we're going to have to, you know, reschedule or whatever, but That's why we're ahead, everyone.
That's why you schedule ahead. And if you are a YouTube creator or a content creator of any sort, you put effort into your Instagram account. Take your photos in batches. Record your videos in batches. Adam's eyes are getting big and he's looking around scared.
I definitely don't do that.
Yeah. It's just the best way because you're already ready. You already got the camera out. You might as well just take a bunch at once.
It takes a lot of discipline, though. It really does. When I first started my YouTube channel, I was just like Becky. I would pre-record, I would batch record. I was so proud of myself. And then, you know, a pandemic happened and I was like, you know what? I am going to record so much. And I got even further behind and I just don't even understand it. But it happens to the best of us.
Mm-hmm. For me, it's the editing. Like, I'll film videos all day, but the editing for me now, I'm just like, it takes so long. I hate it.
Becky needs an editor.
Hire me.
Adam.
Accepting applications.
Yeah, I don't know. Eventually, maybe. But the thought of getting an editor is a little bit weird because they would see the 3,000 times I mess up. You know what I mean?
And like, how mean you are to yourself. Like that.
That was stupid.
God, that's so stupid. Yeah. They'll see how mean I am to myself. I'd probably rough cut, so that's not in there. But we were talking a while ago about when we're filming, if we mess something up, you know, what we do, because usually you edit stuff like that out. So sometimes in moments where I just keep messing up, I will audibly say like, God, you're so stupid, which is extremely problematic. And I need to figure out a different way to self-soothe in those moments. My therapist would not like that. But
I'll just look at the camera and tell myself, cut that out. Just cut that part out.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God. I love the little notes we leave for ourselves in videos. Like if I have like a secondary screen or like a screen recording, I'm like, okay, start the screen recording now. So that I can line it up.
Yeah.
Anyway, any other life updates? Anything new going on besides our launch, obviously?
I think that was the highlight of my week. What about you, Adam?
Well, I've been working on a project for the Southwest Center for HIV/AIDS here in Phoenix. And we're working on a video, a coming out video, because National Coming Out Day, by the time you were listening to this, was last week, October 11th. So, yes. Or maybe 2 weeks ago. But so I'm currently volunteering and just working on a video and having some folks share their stories. And we filmed one. And I have to film one tonight. So that's been really exciting for me to just put my skills that I've obtained to good use, you know? So I'm, I feel alive in those moments, except, you know, we're doing it outside and social distancing. And that is where I stress out a lot just because I can't control the sun or the sounds in nature. So, but yeah. It's been good.
That's exciting. I can't wait for that.
Yeah, I'm so excited to see those. We'll have to share it on our podcast. Instagram.
Yeah.
So that people can get the word out on what you're doing, Adam, because that's really such an awesome thing. Like, what a beautiful way to use your skills for good. Mm-hmm. I love it. For me, thanks for asking.
Oh, how's your week?
How's Rebecca?
I'm just kidding. People need to know that I have like a really, I don't know if that's a dry sense of humor, but I'm not being serious half the time I'm speaking.
I did that in a prior episode though. I was like, hey guys, but no one asked me how my week was.
It'll be my turn next week.
We like moved on completely without even asking Adam. We're like, all right, cool. So the subject is... okay, my week has been a lot of ups and downs, I guess. I mean, when you move, lots of things happen. So there's really nothing like, I don't know. Yeah, really nothing much has been going on, honestly, so we could have skipped me. But I've just been organizing things in my house. And I took down the iconic basket wall. You guys know the basket Ooh. Wall?
The one that was taking itself down piece by piece?
Yes.
I fixed yes, a few. Exactly. I fixed a few when I was there.
Because you're the only one that can reach it. Yeah, well, basically, I came out to the living room this morning and two more had fallen. And I'm like, this is just getting bad. It's just looking weird. So I just took all of them down and it was very sad, but it was necessary.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a necessary first step. But
so you're going to have a new basket wall very soon.
Mm-hmm. I am.
That's exciting.
That's very true.
Have you purged a lot? Because I know that's what I do a lot when I move, is like that's when I kind of detach those emotional feelings that I've placed on items, which I don't like that I do that in general, but sometimes I save things just for an emotion. And when I move mm-hmm. is when I'm like, okay, nope, don't care about that anymore.
Mm-hmm. I am exactly the same way. I keep things, I hold on to things, and I wouldn't say it's like super bad because I've always lived in small spaces. I couldn't really hold on to a ton, but... Yeah, I hold on to things. And, geez, where's my voice going this episode?
I'm a little froggy, too.
Yeah.
I can't wait to hear these noises in editing.
I just burped low-key. I don't know if you were able to hear that in editing, but you can leave it in if you want.
Oh, no. But, yeah, I do have a really big pile in my house of things I'm getting rid of. And some clothes I'm gonna go through. Like, I've already detached myself from like so many of my clothes, but I'm just waiting because I'm filming a video of a closet clean out on my second channel. And I have a sponsor, fun. Which is really exciting.
Ooh. I love watching those. Oh, me even too. Better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's my first sponsor on that channel, which is really cool. But yeah, and the channel is very small, but I still charged and they said yes. And I was like, awesome. See?
Know your worth.
See? Know your worth, people. Yes.
Know your worth.
But yeah, that's basically what I've been up to. Just that pile is getting bigger and bigger, and I'm gonna have some friends, you know, look through the clothes and the stuff if they need anything, because I am getting rid of some like pretty good stuff. But I'll be donating, and I'm going to try to take some clothes to a consignment shop so I can get some money.
Yeah, trade them in.
Anyway, yeah, that's pretty much all that's been going on for me. So
I've done that before, where I've taken clothes to Plato's closet and then they like mm-hmm. deny them all, and then I just feel like really bad about myself.
Oh my gosh, listen to this. I didn't know about places like Plato's closet, or I didn't even like think to take my, actually I knew that about them, but I didn't think to go there, because when I was younger, my mom and I would go to Twice as Nice and bring our clothes there. Do you guys have Twice as Nice, or do you know what that is?
No.
No.
It's like Goodwill, but consignment. And okay. I think we would just take money, or I don't even remember what we would do, but we would take our clothes there. And I took a bunch of stuff there, like in early college, and they took like, they said that they would take like almost all of it. And they're like, okay, so you can either get $10 cash or $6 store credit. And I'm like, huh? There's like 30 items on your counter. So you know what I did? And there was even a pile of things they weren't going to take. I just walked out. I was like, keep it. Oh my dignity God. Will not let me take that $6. $6 for half my wardrobe. Yeah. Goodbye.
So low-key, like, terrified. I was terrified of Goodwill for a good portion of my life. And I'm just going to tell this quick little story. But little Adam, okay, so now that I'm older, I understand where my parents were coming from. But when I grew up, you know, the Walmart closest to my hometown was 30 miles, and that's where the Goodwill was. And my dad took us there to get pants. And the Goodwill didn't have, back in, you know, 1990, 1989, they didn't have any dressing rooms in that particular Goodwill. So my dad made me try on pants in the middle of the store, which means, like, I took my pants off and tried on pants, but the whole time I just remember being traumatized because I'm in the middle of a shopping store taking my pants off, standing there in my little, what I can only assume were whitey tighties at the time. And
what? Daniel!
What did he do? I thought you saw a scorpion.
I thought you were picturing me in my whitey tighties.
Daniel! You scared the shit out of me. I'm gonna need like 10 minutes to recover.
Did he put his hand under the blanket?
No. I just like see the blanket lift and I see his eyes. Adam was in the middle of a story. Daniel, literally every single podcast episode, I ruin his stories because I do something stupid. Would you like to say hi to the podcast that you ruined?
Say hi, Daniel.
He can't hear.
Say hello.
Howdy.
Oh, God.
That sounds howdy. Like Becky Calhoun.
Becky Calhoun and Danny. Actually, we have like little nicknames for each other. He's Earl. I'm Miss Daisy. We have characters. Actually, that makes it sound like we role played. It's not. It only happens in public. Anyway, mm-hmm. Cut that out.
No, I'm not cutting that out.
Miss Daisy.
Miss Daisy and Earl.
You guys live?
Oh,
hey.
Hey.
Hi, Daniel.
It's like a live thing? Or?
No, it's not live. We're recording our podcast.
Oh. Wait, Daniel, I have a question. Daniel, have you had any plant dreams?
Plant dreams. I think there might have been one where Becca didn't remove the plants from the tub that she was cleaning. Like,
sounds
feel
like Becca.
I feel like I've had dreams like that before. And it's just like, you know, why are they still there? I want to take a shower.
I just feel like all of our partners are mad about plants in the sink and the tub because it's constantly in the sink and the tub here.
I want to wash a dish. Nope.
Oh, my gosh. All right. Get out. No partner empowerment here. He just shouted, partners unite. Sorry, my mic is... Oh, yeah. I was the right way. Okay. I'm really sorry. Okay. So you were saying that you were in Goodwill, in your underwear, trying on these pants.
Yeah.
In your tidy whiteies.
And so, yeah, from that moment on, like, no part of me wanted to go to Goodwill. And I didn't blame my dad. Don't worry. I don't think he's going to listen to this. I don't think any of my family listens to this unless I, like, blast it to them. But, like, I get it now. Like, as an adult and, like, understanding money, I'm like, okay, yeah, I would take my kids to Goodwill and make them buy pants. But, like, back then I was like traumatized by it, and I didn't actually step foot into a Goodwill after that until like I was in college, and for that it was just for like fraternity theme parties. Like I was just going to find stuff for those. Mm-hmm. But now I see it. Now I can go to Goodwill and not relive those experiences.
That's so funny. That's such a parent thing to do, to make you try on the clothes and not in the dressing room, even if there is a dressing room. My parents would do that too. Yeah. Like with jackets, I was horrified. I don't know why. I was just
okay.
Horrified.
Jackets are fine to me, but when you have to take your pants off into your skibbies, like
okay, you're right.
Yeah,
there's a whole nother.
I mean,
there's a whole nother.
I don't think
level
I've ever
there.
Made my kids do that. I don't think I'd ever make them do that. But like I have said, put this jacket on, see if it fits. Like in the store, and they're like, oh, you know, like it's this big chore to put a freaking jacket on, you know.
But now the joke's on you, Dad, because I'm an exhibitionist at heart and I just like to walk around naked.
Really? Should I tell the story of when I accidentally happened upon a nudist colony?
Ooh. I've always wanted to go to like a nude beach and a nude resort. Like I'm so for it.
Oh my
gosh. This is just gonna be a story time podcast episode.
I know. Sorry, we will get to the dreams eventually. Yeah, I mean, being at a beach like that. Oh, Baker Beach in San Francisco is there. It's nude friendly. I've been there and I saw lots of naked people. I wasn't naked. I was fully clothed because it was cold, but they were naked. They loved it.
They loved the cold.
They were really into it.
That's not my thing. I've never been to a nude beach. My mom told me a story once about her and Ted. I think they were on a cruise. I think they went to Jamaica. And
did they?
No, they didn't.
Join in?
I think
Mama
I
No
think
Clothes.
I think
oh wait, she
resort...
definitely listens to this, Carolyn. I'm sorry. I love you.
She does, and she's laughing right now. Hi, Mom. I think the resort next to theirs was a nude beach, and she was like, the girls had their boobies out all day long. It was great, like, hearing her tell the story, but she was like, I would never go back there.
That's so funny. I mean, I'll share a secret to the podcast fam. When I was in Europe, every beach is a nude beach in Europe. Like, it can be if you want. So, I mean, when in Rome, you know, I mean... Most people leave their bottoms on because that kind of sucks to get sand everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
But when in Rome, like, hey, what are you gonna
get a tan everywhere?
Yeah, I mean, you might as well. No one looks. It's normal. So
yeah,
right.
When I was on the beach in Barcelona, like, literally felt so, like, I felt like I was wearing a cloak in just my swim trunks. I was like, I'm wearing too many clothes. Like, I need to show these getaway sticks off. I gotta take these pants off.
Did your trunks at that time, like, go past your knees?
Oh, yeah, because that's, you know, I was, like, wearing those board shorts. I'm pretty sure they were Billabong. Like, I was really trying Billabong to just board. Be, like, this person that I wasn't.
Oh, mercy. That's so funny. Well, yeah. Not all of it.
Nice. But, Thank you for coming to our TED Talk. We'll see you next week.
All right, well, that's the end of the pod, so we'll see you guys later. No, just kidding.
Save big money on your outdoor project now at Menards. We have everything you need to keep your outdoor power equipment running smooth, so you can keep that lawn in tip-top shape or enjoy some time on your boat. Right now, all FVP lawn and garden and marine batteries are on sale through May 5th. Check out our entire selection of FVP batteries today and view our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals.
Save big money at
So let's talk about plant dreams, because I'm afraid we never will get to it if we don't just make that really sudden shift. I was waiting for like a lull or a natural transition, but it's just not going to come. So let's just move on. Okay. So Adam, let's talk about your plant dreams, because have you only had one or have you had multiple?
I mean, I probably have had more, but I just have a one distinct one that I remember.
Let's hear it.
Okay. So my mom was visiting me in this dream. My mom was visiting me from Nebraska. So she was here in Arizona. And I woke up later than usual. And I woke up and I walked out to my living room where all of my beautiful Hoya are, in my Hoya window, which is an east window. And my mom was standing there with scissors and like a handful of vines in her hand.
Oh my gosh.
And you know how Hoya shoot out their tendrils, their vine, before they grow leaves on them, because they are epiphytic, and I think that they're kind of just searching for support, and once they find support or something to grab onto, then they start growing their leaves. But, you know, I have a lot of those tendrils on my Hoya, and my mom had cut every single one of them off because she thought they were dead. And she was just like, she was holding this handful of these tendrils, and I just was like, internally screaming, like, it filled me with so much anxiety. I hated it.
Oh my gosh, that's a nightmare.
Yeah,
that is a nightmare.
Those are my babies.
A lot of people get confused about Hoyas doing that with the you know, the long runners. Actually, my Hoyas in my bathroom have some serious runners right now, and I'm just waiting for the leaves. One of them has started to put leaves on. And lots of peduncles, but probably they won't bloom because it's been doing that to me lately, which sucks.
Which one is it?
My obovata.
Oh, yeah.
It has like 6 peduncles on one strand, which would be absolutely beautiful if it happened, but nothing's going to happen, I don't think.
Yeah.
You have no hope.
So if a peduncle like dries up, is it done forever, or could it possibly...
I mean, it depends on what you mean by dry up, but like if the buds don't form on it, like... It will rebud, you know, so don't cut it off. But like, if it's to the point, I always like, so some of my Hoya, like, leaves will start growing, but then they kind of just stop. And then if I just tap them a little, like, I don't put force, but if I just tap them, it falls off. I know that obviously nothing was going to happen. Mm-hmm. That leaf has dried up. And I think that same for the peduncle. But the only other Hoya that I've had that, like, where the peduncles fall off was a Hoya Bella. So.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Most of the other ones seem to stay, even if they don't bloom.
Yeah. They look fine. It looks like they could produce blooms, but I don't know if, like, if they don't bloom initially, they never will, and just cut it off. But I'll leave it. I'll leave it.
Yeah, don't cut them off.
Yeah, leave it.
Don't ever cut the peduncles off.
Never. I've had one peduncle bloom twice on my compacta in this, like, the same season. Mm-hmm. So I wouldn't.
Yeah. My compacta, my smaller one, has bloomed, like, 5 times. It's about to bloom again from the same peduncle. The peduncle is like getting like long.
Yeah. Yeah. I have, like, a couple like that. As soon as the flowers dry up and fall off, like, it's like immediately, like, the next couple days you already see starting buds.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So she cut them all off, huh, Adam? Yeah.
Martha. How dare her.
Oh, Martha. Your mom's name is Martha?
Yeah.
That's a really I love that name.
I love that.
Martha Elizabeth.
I love finding out people's parents' names and their grandparents' names. I don't know why. I just love it.
I love my mom's handwriting, which is a weird thing to say, but, like, she's had the same handwriting my whole life, and she writes this, like, perfect cursive handwriting. It's the best. Mm-hmm. She needs to write me letters. Mom, write me a letter.
There's something about your parents' handwriting, though, that is just, like, really, really sweet. I feel the same about my mom's handwriting.
I mastered my mom's signature in grammar school.
Me too. I always forged it.
So did I.
See, my mom worked at a newspaper office my whole life growing up. So, like, they had those things that you had, like, the light tables.
Oh, yeah.
So I could always copy her signature whenever she wasn't looking.
There you go. We used to have this thing in my elementary school where your parents had to sign your planners. And if they didn't sign it, you'd get detention. Mm-hmm. And so I came up with a lot of ways to make sure it got signed. Like, one time I had her sign a clear piece of tape, and then I just taped it onto the, I held the tape on the bus on the way to school, held onto it before school, and then I put it on, and it looked so grimy, but my teacher didn't say anything. So I'm like, either she's stupid or she doesn't care.
Or she was just impressed with your ingenuity, because that's impressive. Like, okay, honestly, she spent some effort to lie to me, so I'll let her slide.
As a teacher, honestly, if I saw that, I'd be like, okay, whatever. I let so many things go just because I was like, whatever. It doesn't matter.
How am I going to argue with this kid?
I know. I don't know. When you can just tell that they're trying so hard. Like, when students would fall asleep in class, it made me really sad, and I would just let them sleep. And when people would make fun of them, I was like, you don't make fun of him. Aww. Let him sleep. I would get really upset. But anyway.
What about your plant dreams, Becca? Let's hear some of these doozies.
Okay, so I have to admit I have a few. So I don't mean to take over the episode here, but I'm about
You're running it, so it's okay.
But this is my podcast episode. No, it's our podcast episode. But okay, so I have, before I got a Monstera Albo, Monstera Deliciosa Albo Marigata, if we're going to get real technical, I dreamt about that plant at least 5 or 6 times. I only remember one of them, but the dreams were oftentimes me getting the plant and being, like, really amazed and excited, or, like, walking into a store and just seeing, like, 20 of them for sale. So, obviously, this is a plant that I really wanted. I think everyone really wants one, right? So, the dream that I remember the most is I was traveling somewhere. I don't know where I was, but I was traveling. And I, like, there was a boat dock, and it was just full of Monstera Albo cuttings and, like, full plants. So many, like, all the way from, like, huge leaves to, like, the little baby leaves that they put out when they start as seedlings. Although, you cannot grow a Monstera Albo by seed. Just to make that clear. So, I remember I, like, walked up to the person, and I was like, hey, like, what's going on with these? Like, what's the story? And they were like, yeah, you can just have it. It's
What's
like-
the sitch, Melanie Bostick? Sorry.
Melanie Bostick. What Sorry. Is that from?
Easy A, an iconic
film. Oh, that's
film.
Right. That's right. That's right. That's right. Very iconic. So, yeah, I walked up and I was like, what's going on here? And he's like, yeah, they're free. Just go ahead and take one. And so then, like, my body, like, froze and I couldn't move. Like, and then all of a sudden, like, all these people rushed in and they all got them. So like a bunch of people were grabbing the elbows and I was just like, wait, wait, but my voice wasn't heard.
Oh, that's the worst kind of dream when you have like,
you look like a little weights. Chick peeping.
Those dreams when you're trying to run but you feel like you have weights on your feet, or like yes. you're trying to scream but you can't. Oh, those are the worst.
Yes, like I was trying so hard but I just wasn't fast enough. I wasn't good enough, and I was just I was so upset. And that's pretty much the dream. And then I like walked up to it after everyone had left and there was nothing there. Ugh. So
that's a nightmare. That's another nightmare.
Yeah, that's a pretty big nightmare. Like, I saw this entire crate full and then they were gone. There was probably like 100 plants in there. Oh man, it was just tragic. So yeah, there's that one. And I do have another one. It's a little bit shorter because I only like kind of remember. But this one, I had a dream that I was like shrunk down to the size like of a pest, like a houseplant pest. This would be a really great short story, like for a kid. Okay, so no one steal my idea.
Actually, it's been done before. It's called Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. But that was an old movie that you may not have seen.
I've seen it, sweetie.
Okay.
Yeah, I have seen it. I'm not that young.
I'm offended. That's a pretty old movie, so I'm actually kind of impressed at that. That's pretty old.
Yeah, like the also like Smart House. Do you guys remember that one?
Oh yeah.
No, I didn't see. I didn't see
Katie Seagal.
I've seen that one. but okay, so I like shrunk down to the size of a houseplant pest, and I was in my plants, and all of a sudden I just like see these big lumps on my plant, and I mean it took me a while to figure out where I was, but once I realized, I saw these big lumps, and spoiler alert, it was scale. Okay.
Oh.
So you know how scale has legs in their like younger form? Well, in this dream, the adults had legs as well, so they were able to move around. So I just remember like looking up and seeing this like dinosaur-sized like great big insect. I like saw its eyes. It had like a bunch of legs, kind of like a centipede or a millipede, which is not. I don't think that's actually how their legs are, but
this is literally Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
And I just remember it like turning its body to look at me. Like, it is just like this big shield thing that like turns, and then I woke up. But yeah, I was watching them walk around on the plant, and I was like, what are these things?
Okay, yeah. So this episode should be called Plant Nightmares, because Becca and I both asked on Instagram, we asked on our Potted Together Instagram page, and I asked on mine, and the stuff that people came back and told us were quite funny, but most of them are like horrific. Most of them are nightmares. So this is going to be fun.
Yeah, you should read some of them from your story question. So okay. Yeah, if you guys want to follow us on Instagram to be involved in these types of things, we'll put out like question.
Hi, Leo.
We'll put out like little. We're going to be putting out little question bubbles as they, you know, as they come about whenever we record these, because we'd love to get you guys involved. So Nicole put something on her stories too. So let's hear what you got.
Okay. So we got one from Pam. It's Pretty Plants on YouTube, and it's Pamela. She said she had a dream that the moving truck refused to take any of her plants, and she had to carry them to her new home one by one. Which you can probably relate to this nightmare since you're moving. Like, wouldn't that be tragic across the country? I don't think Pam moved across the country, but nonetheless, that's pretty horrific.
To have to walk them all? No, thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, and it's kind of true because moving trucks won't take your plants, but one by one, oof.
Amanda Ray Wright, I absolutely love her Instagram page. If you're not following her, go follow her. But she said, yes, she found a secret plant shop with pink variegated versions of all the plants, and they were only $14 each. Oh,
that's a great price. Dream.
That's not a nightmare. That is not a nightmare. That's just perfection. Let's see here. Trads underscore said, not a specific plant, but ones were like, I'm in a jungle, like the Tarzan movie, and there's giant flowers and plants around me. So maybe similar to your, like, Honey, I Shrunk the Kids dream.
Yeah.
That'd be a real fun dream, you know, just being in, as long as there's no snakes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely.
No ropes.
Plant Dust Woman said that she had a pest and they crawled all over her arms and it was a nightmare, and that every time she went to go water a plant, the plant turned black and died, like, in front of her eyes. That's scary. That's horrific.
That is terrifying.
I mean, no, every time that I find a pest on my plants, I get really itchy, like, in real life. Like, I couldn't imagine having a dream where they were, like, crawling on me.
Oh. Plant Life with Steph J said that she dreamed she was a plant stylist and she was going into people's homes designing their homes with plants, which I think would be really fun. Like, if that was, like, a specific profession, how cool would that be? Like, plant stylist, you know?
Yes. Make it a profession.
Yeah, I'm going to. Nobody steal that. Okay. It'll be between me and you, Steph.
I feel like I would be, like, too protective over the plants that I styled. I'd be like, okay. Like, I'd be checking in on them and be like, you're not watering this. Like,
you do monthly visits, monthly house calls.
Yeah.
Honestly, yeah.
And then I got one more. Nerdy Kathy says that all of her plants completely outgrew her house. Which is,
that can
be cool. Like, that can be, like, that could be a nice plant dream, like, jungle-esque. Or it could be a nightmare, because now, like, none of your plants fit in your house. And what do you do with them, you know?
Yeah. Because then you have to make, choices and decisions that you don't need or want to make.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, that's so true.
I want to hear the ones on Potted Together. What did we get over there?
Okay, so there's some pretty funny ones. I had a dream I was chewing the leaves of my plants. just chewing.
I'm just picturing, like,
who said
that?
Wicked underscore leaves.
I'm just picturing
funny.
Like a cow chewing cud where they're just jaw is going side to side.
That's exactly what I'm picturing too, like thick Hoya leaves just like Yeah. That's so funny. Next one is, I dreamt about a crazy pest outbreak on all of my begonias and they died. So there are lots of, like, pest-related ones.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, as a plant parent, that is probably one of your biggest anxieties, is, like, getting pests on your plants. And it's all, you know, it's all relative. You can take care of them, but it's, like, nothing you ever want to go through, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. That one was from Rose M. Had. And then, okay, another one. I had a dream I found a huge jewel orchid in the desert. I don't know how it was thriving. From Planty.Sam.
Nice.
Oh my gosh. Okay, another one from Decidugai. I hope that I'm saying that right. And it says, I had a dream that my Hoya Bella had blooms all over the place and it was 5 times its actual size.
Oh, five times. Can you imagine a Hoya bloom that big? How beautiful.
There are blooms of Hoya that are that big.
Like in their natural environment?
Wow. Yes, but you can also buy ones. Like Hoya Imperialis has like blooms that are maybe the size of a quarter or bigger. Like each bloom is like this. I'm holding up my hands. But yeah, they're big.
He's making a quarter size shape with his fingers.
Yeah, that's incredible. I don't know. Like, Hoyas are endemic to like Southeast Asia, right?
Yeah.
I would just love to see them in their natural habitat, because I feel like that's one plant that I haven't really seen photos of in its natural habitat.
Yeah. Like go to Borneo. Like it seems like a lot come from that region.
Oh, okay.
I need to do some looking.
We really need to do like a travel thing, you guys.
Oh my gosh.
I would love it.
We travel to all these places where our plants are endemic to and we get to see them there.
Yep, Potted Together. Business expense.
A Potted Together trip.
Yes.
I mean,
I'm so down for it.
We've talked about this before. Like, you guys, listeners, we've talked about this, and it's something that we want to do in the future. We don't know
when.
We
were talking about it a lot, like, before Corona hit, and then it was like, oh, well, let's keep talking about it so this doesn't go away.
Yeah. Like, we
keep
talked about, like,
dream alive.
Going to Costa Rica or Colombia, something like that. Oh, my gosh. Mm-hmm. It'd be so cool.
Yeah.
Wait, Nicole, have you been to Costa Rica?
I haven't, but my best friend, Nikki, she's been there, and she absolutely loved it. She said it was just gorgeous.
I mean, anywhere where you have mountains, rainforest right next to an ocean, how could that not be a dream?
I know.
Yeah. So beautiful. My parents went there in October. Ooh. Good timing because Corona. Mm-hmm. And, or was it October? It might have even been, no, I think it was November. It was for their anniversary, their 20-year anniversary. And they just said it was beautiful. It looked incredible. But, okay. Back to the dreams. This one is from Gruner Dahman, and then the name cuts off because it's kind of long. Okay. It says several. So they've had several dreams about plants, but this one is, the strangest one was, my walls, my plants, and everything was full of flour. Everything was white.
like
flour that you bake with.
It was just everywhere. Oh my God, what a horrific scene. I would be like, who's cleaning this up?
Yeah, because like you can't wet that down because then it will just turn into like
paste.
Yeah.
Like Play-Doh.
Ew. You'd have to get like a blow dryer and just like blow it off. That's so funny. Okay, I've had a few, there's a few on here that says things like, you know, this one's from Mary Tandra, and it says, my white ghost euphorbia went from perfect to rotting right before my eyes in seconds. There's another one that says something similar.
That's like that. I feel like that's a dream I would have because I feel like I worry more about root rot than I do about pests. Maybe because I've had more experiences with root rot than I have with pests. But like that's to like watch it go. And with euphorbias too, like you can kind of see it starting at the base, and if you let it go for a day, it'll be like up the base. Like you could actually watch it happen before your eyes. It's so sad.
Oh my gosh. That's never happened to me before. I don't want that to happen. That's scary.
Well, you're moving to Missouri, so you got to be careful for that rain. Daisy.
Miss Daisy. Moving. Yeah, actually someone told me that I should be careful to put my cactus outside because squirrels will probably try to eat them.
Yeah, yes. Puntia. My squirrels love my Puntia. So yeah.
But someone suggested putting them in bird cages. How about that?
That's pretty genius. Like give that person credit. Wow.
I know. That's a really good DMs. Idea. I definitely screenshotted it, so
that's a really good idea.
Amazing idea. But yeah, so I might be doing that because I would like for my cactus to be outside when they can. But
yeah,
it rains
as long
so
as you it does. So like as long as you like I've had my cactus outside all summer and it rains a lot in Chicago too, but I just make sure that I don't water them myself. Like I'll water the garden every day, but I'll just skip over all my cactus. And they seem to adapt fine because it's windy and like most of them are in terracotta, so they're not staying moist.
Yeah.
Moist.
Oh my God, Adam, we just did that at exactly the same time. With the emphasis on the T as well. Okay, I'm going to read one last plant dream. So this one is from For the Sun Queen, and it says, I once dreamt my best friend left my plants sitting in water for a week. I woke up so mad.
Oh, man. Oh, that's breakup.
Yeah, those dreams. Right, yeah. Like, regarding, like, even if it's not with plants, those dreams where, like, someone's wronged you and it feels so real and you wake up and you just have, like, an attitude towards them. Shout out to all of our partners.
Yeah.
Honestly,
Jay's been in those shoes plenty of times.
Those dreams just feel so real. Like, my dreams feel... My dreams. Oh. My dreams feel so surreal. Is it surreal or is it just real? I don't know.
I think it would just be real.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I feel like we have these types of conversations all the time. Like, is it this or this?
Okay. I want to know if you guys have any recurring dreams. Like, not necessarily plant dreams, but is there a dream that you have that like happens throughout your life, like a common one?
Mm-hmm.
And let's just unpack that and find out what you're dealing with inside your brain space.
I don't anymore, but when I was younger, probably high school, early college, I would have the same dream of my grandparents sitting in these old recliners and snakes just completely being around the chair and like coming out of the, yeah, sorry, Adam. Adam has a phobia of snakes, so I apologize for that visual, but that... And I don't know, like, I remember looking it up a really long time ago, but I can't tell you what it means. Because you know how they have those dream books and, like, dream websites? Mm-hmm. But, yeah, it was so reoccurring that it was starting to really creep me out. It might be, like, anxiety or something like that.
It's making me think of Nagini in Harry Potter, where, like, Nagini went into that old woman's body and, like, pretended to be her. And then the snake came out. Oh, when I read that? Oh.
Yes.
I haven't read the Harry Potter
Stop talking.
Series or seen the movies. I'm sorry.
What?
It's on. Wait, I know. Not Nicole? A second of any of them.
Thank you
it's
for coming to this podcast. This is our final episode. We will not be returning. One of our members is evicted from the island.
Cancel my clean leave.
Podcast is over.
Oh. Nicole.
I know.
What? I'm genuinely shocked to hear that. Okay, actually, I didn't read or watch until 2017 because my parents thought it was witchcraft, so we never watched it. Classic. But, you know, it's like, I don't know. I mean, it's amazing.
It's on my list. I hear it's amazing. But
yeah, I didn't read them until I graduated high school, so it was 2003, and I was going to college, but I had no idea what to expect, and I started the Harry Potter series because my sister got me into them, and then in my head I was like, Hogwarts is going to be like my dorm room, which was a vastly different experience, because it definitely was not, like I was in a jail cell, but, you know.
Did you read the books first?
Yeah, so I think I watched the first two movies with my sister. But I kind of liked doing it that way because I had, like, when I read the books, then I already knew how to say the names. I didn't, like, mispronounce the names. And I already had, like, I visualized the characters as the actors who played them. So it helped me, like, create the scenery in my head when I was reading the books. So I liked it that way.
Yeah, maybe I'll watch the movies first.
I read the books first because I'm that person. I'm very, very, well, it's not that I usually hate movie adaptations. It's just it's a different piece of work, so it's different. But I usually, I honestly have to say the movie adaptations of the Harry Potter books are really good.
Yeah, and for a newbie, I would say the first two books seem, there's just a lot of character development, so they kind of seem mundane, but... Mm. Push through because book 3 and 4 are just like chef's kiss.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So good. I read them all in 5 weeks. Like 8
Christmas break.
Oh no, 7 books. How many books? I don't even know.
Fake fan. There's 7 books.
7 books?
Yeah.
And there's 8 movies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, hold me to it. Christmas vacation. Like, I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna watch
I want to watch the movies again over Christmas because the books are just, or sorry, the movies are very like holiday-esque.
Okay.
Like,
sorry, I was just gonna do that while you were talking.
Oh God, I'm sorry. But yeah, so they like decorate the banquet hall for the holidays, so it's just like very
the
oh,
floating
I just
candles.
Love it.
Can't get over it.
Oh, messed me
fun.
Up. Mm-hmm. It's a whole world. It's a whole world. Okay. But.
Okay, recurring dreams. Let me tell you about mine. Let me talk about myself for a little bit here. Like I said, I don't remember a lot of my dreams, but the recurring dream that I always have is there's a tornado coming, like a big storm, and I can visibly see a tornado, but my feet won't move. Like my body is frozen in fear and I can't get away.
Like
I can't.
Still have this dream?
Oh, yeah. I still have this to this day, like sporadically. And I need to maybe keep a dream journal so I can know what season in life I am in when I'm having this dream, and just kind of, because I think there is a reason. Our brains amaze me with how they work, but there's a reason for these recurring dreams. But mm-hmm. yeah, that one I hate. And I'm terrified of tornadoes in real life, because
yeah.
I was born in Alaska, but we moved to Nebraska when I was like 3. And I remember the sirens went off, and Nebraska has been known to have tornadoes. And my parents were rushing us down to the basement because we were, you know, in Alaska. And before that, they were in Maryland. So I don't think they had a lot of experience with storms like that. And they didn't know what was going on. But it was, I remember it being frantic. But I also was really young. And I think that triggered my phobia for tornadoes. Like,
You guys not have one of those like storm shelter areas where like you go on underground?
Well, it was our basement. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like outside in like Tornado Alley, which I think Nebraska is a part of that, if I'm not mistaken. But like outside, like away from the house, they'll just have these under, like, it's just like a door you pull up and it leads you to this underground space. So like you're not in your house. So like, God forbid, if your house was torn away, you're not mm-hmm. around all that debris.
Yeah. Yeah, we've so seen Twister. Scary. We've seen Twister, Nicole. All right.
Okay.
But such also a good movie. The amount of spiders and bugs that are in those bunkers, like, no thank you.
Yeah, I would be the one to go in and like clean it out once a week, just be like, it's tornado season, guys, get a broom. Call the exterminator.
Oh my gosh, that's so funny.
That's scary though.
Yeah, I've never experienced like a natural disaster besides drought, which is I think technically a natural disaster, but mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I mean, it doesn't feel as intense as a tornado or a hurricane or an earthquake, tsunami, you know, I mean, it just feels really different. So that sounds really scary.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about you, Rebecca? Do you have any reoccurring dreams?
And yes.
Is it a teeth thing? That's a very common one with teeth falling out. I've never had it, but.
I've had that one before.
So I do have a reoccurring, I think I have like 2 reoccurring nightmares that are just like really, really violent. I don't feel the need to recount them. But whenever I'm in like a really stressful time in my life, I have these nightmares like every single day. And it's horrible. I mean, not to get too deep here, but I lose sleep because I don't want to go to sleep. I'll like wake up at like 3 a.m. and just not go back to sleep because it's one of those things that like I'll have the dream, I'll wake up, try to calm myself down, then I'll fall asleep and I'll have the dream again. Mm-hmm. So, but that's just like a manifestation of like my anxiety pretty much,
mm-hmm.
which is usually what reoccurring dreams are, don't you think?
Yeah.
Like, and based on all 3 of ours, I feel like anxiety plays a huge role with like all of those.
Yeah, for sure. But on a lighter note, I do have dreams that my teeth fall out a lot, and I have dreams that I'm pregnant all the time.
Wow.
Yeah.
I never had those dreams, so.
Yeah, I think
they
both have.
It was quite a shock when I was.
They both have. Yeah, those both have, like, really deep symbolism. I don't remember what it is, though. Like, the teeth, I think, is, like, lack of control.
Anxiety, or, yeah.
I think it's anxiety. Yeah.
I don't
remember. Yeah.
I've got issues.
But yeah, I mean, other than that, those are really like my main reoccurring dreams. But the first reoccurring dream that's like really scary, I've been having that dream since I was like 15. And
so is it like, you don't have to say what it is, but is it like
how
Mike
many
Myers,
people do
like
you
killing
murder?
People or demonic? Yeah.
Like how much blood ghost? Is on your hands? Just tell us that. I'm just kidding.
No blood on my hands. It's like a... Like basically, no, I mean, it's basically just like an abduction, like classic, like abduction, like torture dream, like that kind of thing.
Oh, gosh.
Sometimes it's me, sometimes
imagine.
It's other people. So it's like horrifying. Yeah,
that is. Really
and it's
scary.
Always those bad dreams that start again when you fall asleep and never the ones that you really want to start again. You know,
yeah.
It's never those good dreams that just like, okay, I'm going to go back to sleep and be back in it.
No. Yeah. I watch a lot of. Like true crime 2020 and
yes,
like scary movies
every Friday.
So yeah, so this is a funny thing actually. I'm gonna tell one more story. 2020 every Friday. Yes. Michael Myers Halloween, right, is my absolute favorite for like the time of the year. So I watch Halloween like quite a bit. Like I'll watch the entire, like all the movies, like there's like 10. And every single time I watch a movie with Michael Myers in it, I will have a dream of him like chasing me. And I have a phobia of knives. I don't know if I've ever told you guys that.
No.
But like, yeah, like kitchen knives, which is funny because I like to cook. But I have a phobia of knives, and like he's like the murderer that just only uses like a big knife, you know?
Yeah, he's compensating for a lot with his big knife.
Oh. But every night I watch, like if I watch a Michael Myers movie, I already know I'm going to have a nightmare about it. So I don't know why I do that to myself. What does that say about me? I don't know.
You're a glutton for pain. That's what it says.
Maybe.
What is it? Either like a masochist or a...
A sadist?
Sadist or a masochist. I don't remember which one likes inflicting pain on themselves. I don't remember.
Oh, I don't, though. I hate it. I got a flu shot the other day, guys. Oh, my God. I couldn't lift my arm above my, like, shoulder. And it still kind of hurts.
Yeah.
I don't like pain.
I just thought of your cooking channel, because you have yet to cook me a meal, just because we see each other when you're on vacation. But Cooking with Cole.
Cooking with Cole.
Love it. I love
that's
that.
That's a really
I love that journey
really
for you.
I love that brand that we're pushing on you.
Yeah. I've been thinking about starting a YouTube cooking channel like after I hit 10,000 subscribers.
What's that? So. What's that YouTube that Steve mm-hmm. watches that I got you to watch?
Simply Sarah.
Oh yes.
You guys go follow Simply Sarah on YouTube.
Whatever you
she's
like.
She's the cutest. She is so cute. Just do whatever you like. Oh my God, her voice, just I love her so much. Yeah. I haven't watched her videos in a while. I should catch up.
Once again, we're just like fully off base here, but you know, I love that about us.
Yeah, I mean this topic kind of like lends itself to being a little bit more off plant brand, but you know, we talked about it for like 30 minutes. That's fine.
Yeah.
That's good.
We met the quota.
But those were some funny ones. And guys, if you have any plant dreams you want to share with us, leave it in the comment section on our Potted Together Instagram post this week, because we would love to hear if you missed this opportunity to send yours in. Like, leave it in the comments, because some of these were really, really fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, these were super fun. And yeah. I loved this. I love talking about dreams. It's very fun.
Dreams. Oh, no. Dreamweaver.
Oh, my gosh.
Dream on.
Wait, I was about to make a... I'm about to show my age. Do you guys remember Sharkboy and Lava Girl?
My sister's watched that. That
but
was
do
Taylor.
Your thing,
Bex. That's Taylor Lautner, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's a bit young for me, I'll be honest. I was a little bit too old to be watching it, but my sister's younger than me, so okay, that's my excuse. But that whole movie is based off of dreams. Like, there's a dream journal, we got Max, he dreams. We basically jump into his dream life, and that's what Sharkboy and Lava Girl is.
Oh.
Okay.
And Taylor Lautner has this wonderful, like, song sequence, and it basically goes, dream, 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 dream. So when you guys were like singing your dream songs, I was about to do that, but then you guys probably would have been like, what?
I mean,
but
I definitely
your sister's listening and she's like, yes.
And also no shame, because I was in college watching That's So Raven, so whatever.
Okay, but that show is like so good.
It is
so.
It's the best.
So good. Yeah, there's lots of shows that are, like, probably too old for me that I've just, like, loved. Like, the movie Angus Thongs and Perfect Snogging. Please tell me you've seen it.
Never even heard of her.
Oh, my gosh. Nicole, please show it to your daughters. They will love it.
Okay.
Angus Thong?
Angus Thongs and Perfect Snogging. Yeah.
That sounds like
sounds a little too sexual
Snickets.
For me. Okay. Thongs and Snogging.
It's like a British, you know, like teen rom-com, and it's so good. Literally, I watched it when I was, I don't know, like 12 or 13, And I was like, why are our lives the same? Like, I just, it was so relatable, and I still watch it. I love it.
Well, that's fun, because we're in the stage of, like, the teen dramas. Like, we watched Mean Girls last week for the first time, which
yes.
Mean Girls is great. It's so great.
You can't sit with us.
Yeah. You can sit with us. And then Clueless was, like, my Mean Girls.
Yes.
Kind of. You know, Clueless is so great. But that's, like, early 90s, and we started watching it, and I feel like she didn't get any of the references, so I was like, mm-hmm. okay. That was sad. Yeah. What's another one, though?
Okay, well, let's do this. Oh, sorry. Continue. It's your podcast episode.
Oh, you wanted to shut down the episode, didn't you?
No, I was going to ask, like, one fun question for us all to answer at the end, and then we were going to shut it down. But what were you going to say?
Oh, I was just going to pop in and say that the director of Mean Girls is actually doing a new, like, movie just like that. Like, a not just like it, but genre with Addison Rae from TikTok, if you're familiar with her.
I'm not, but I heard about this.
I've heard the name.
So, I can't really put a name to a face. I don't really remember. But she's one of those girls that, like, dances on TikTok, I think. She's, like, okay. really pretty, like, has, like, millions of followers. Like, I would say maybe 30 million, like, something ridiculous.
Wow.
So they're doing it, like, it's the same director of Mean Girls. So that will probably be the film of Mia's and...
Yeah.
Kayla.
Yeah.
Kayla. Tia. Ah. Tia's Kayla, like, out of that stage.
Mia, Kayla, Tia.
Yes.
Okay, so that will probably be the film of Mia, Kayla, and Tia's, like, teen years, you know what
yeah.
I mean?
Yeah.
If it goes well. Apparently the girl's going to be, like, an influencer.
Mm.
No clue. I know. It's, like, it might be really cringe, but we don't know yet. We'll have to see.
Interesting.
Okay, so let's end on this question. It's a rainy day. It's one of those days where you just curl up on the couch with a blanket. You can watch any movie that you want to. What is the movie you pick?
Titanic.
Ooh.
All the time.
I remember watching that when I was younger on two VHS tapes, because when you rented it, you had to have two tapes.
And it stopped so at the part where he was like, I believe you will get your headlines, Mr. Ismay.
Yeah. Oh, man. And the scenes where he was painting her like a French girl, I was just like, whoop.
So sensual.
It was so risque.
Yeah. I did mean, nothing for me as a little woman. Gay kid, though.
As a little straight woman, I was still like, God, she's just remarkable.
Relationship goals, you know?
Okay, yeah. Becca, what about you?
For me, like, those cozy movies, my first thought, like, my immediate thought was The Holiday.
I love
The Holiday. Like,
I can't watch that outside of the holidays, though.
Oh, I can. I love it. Just everything about it, I think, is so, like, wonderful. But, I mean, gosh, there are others. I don't know. There are others, but that was the first one that came to mind.
The Holiday. That's a good one.
I'm going to go with that.
That's a good one.
It's funny, because usually Nicole's the one that's like, when we say pick one, and she's like, well, this or this or this. And she just, like, full on solidly said Titanic, not even going to give another option. I love that.
What about you, Adam?
Mine would be, I know I talk about this movie a lot, especially with you two, because I say we all need to have a movie night and watch it, but Drop Dead
Best
Gorgeous.
Best in Show.
No.
Okay. Oh, Drop Dead Gorgeous. Oh,
Best in Show is, ooh, it's up there, but Drop Dead Gorgeous. And here's the thing. I used to have this on DVD. I can't find it. I don't know where it's at. And you can't stream it anywhere, rent it, none of that. Like, you cannot find this film. So if somebody has it or an extra copy of a DVD, I will pay you. But it is literally one of my favorite movies. It was very similar to Best in Show, as it was like a mockumentary style. But oh my gosh, I could quote Drop Dead Gorgeous for days. And you definitely both have to see it at some point. It's going to happen.
Yeah, I want to see it. So what is it about, though, since neither of us have seen it?
These teenagers in a beauty pageant when things go awry.
Okay.
Yeah, it's so good.
Is it a comedy? Is it a drama?
It's a comedy. It has Kirsten Dunst in it, Denise Richards.
Oh, I love her. I love that.
Kirstie Alley. And also, ooh. I can't think of her name. Why can't I think of her name? Because I absolutely love her. She's in the TV show Mom. She was also in the Tanya Harding movie that just happened with like Margot Robbie. She was in the West Wing as CJ.
Oh, Margot Robbie is up and coming. She's gonna make some waves. Like, she's such a great actress.
I need to find. You gotta look it up. And I know someone is probably screaming it at the radio right now.
At the radio.
At the radio.
Adam.
The radio.
The radio.
That's showing our age.
Yeah. Sorry. Allison Janney. I cannot believe Allison.
There we go.
Allison, if you're listening to this, I'm really sorry. I love you. But Allison Janney.
You told me about this movie when you told me about Best in Show.
Yeah.
And I found Best in Show and I couldn't. Yeah, you're right. I couldn't find Drop Dead Gorgeous. Best in Show is on Hulu, I think, right now.
Oh, well, that's my night.
I am a movie buff, though. I could probably think of like 20 other movies I would watch. But Titanic is just like my go-to. But I do love The Holiday. I feel like movies like that, though, I can only watch around a certain time of year. Like Home Alone. Like, don't put Home Alone on in the summer because, ew, you know?
Yeah.
I was going to say, like, Halloween. Like, I'm not watching that, like, at Christmas.
Yeah. I think for me, The Holiday doesn't read like super strong Christmas movie. And I like movies like that where it's not like, I like holiday movies, but I don't like when it's like, it's Christmas, Mom. Where's Grandma? You know, I want
Grandma
to be
got ran over by a reindeer.
By a reindeer.
Yeah. I like it when they're more subtle. Like, The Family Stone is another, like, subtle Christmas movie.
Oh, that is such. I cry every time I watch that movie.
Yeah, me too. I haven't watched it in so long. The end is so brutal. And what else is like a subtle Christmas movie? Like, I suppose, what's the like the British Christmas movie holiday?
Is it the one where he shows up at the door with like the signs?
Yeah, with Keira Knightley.
Oh, I don't know that one.
I used to really like that movie. And then I watched it and then I started thinking, like, they make a lot of like fat jokes or like fat phobic jokes.
Oh.
So I was kind of like, that kind of makes it not that good anymore. Because I don't appreciate that kind of stuff. That's not cool.
Yeah.
So
Home for the Holidays is a good one.
What is it?
Home for the Holidays.
Oh, I've never heard of it. I've never seen it, though.
Guys, we can't leave this without getting the name of that movie. Because it spurred a whole bunch of different movies like New Year's Day, Valentine's Day.
I thought you were looking it up.
I'm trying to. How do you spell Keira Knightley?
Keira Knightley.
That's how
you spell it.
I hate you. I hate both of you. I'm like stressing out about this.
Oh, I spelt it on my first try.
Andrew Lincoln is in it, so that's what I'm going to go for.
I'm going to find it before you, and I started to
Love Actually.
You. Love Actually.
Love Actually. I haven't seen that.
Boom.
Okay, Oh, gosh, I totally forgot about this movie. Wait. Bridget Jones's Diary.
Oh.
I haven't seen any of them. I know. Can we watch those?
Strike two. I thought Absolutely. You think you know somebody, Becca. You think you know somebody.
You think you know somebody. And then they've never seen two of the most classic series films.
Oh, I know.
I just can't call myself a
movie buff. I'm gonna take it back because apparently I'm not.
That's okay. But the guy who plays like the initial love interest in Bridget Jones's Diary, I don't remember his name.
Hugh Jackman.
Colin Firth.
Oh yes, he was in Mamma Mia, Becca.
Yes, I know, but I always forget his real name.
Oh, okay.
I only know him as Harry.
Can I tell you something else?
What?
No. I think you're going to want to stop right there, because I know it's going to come out of your mouth, and we have to close this podcast up.
I think people are going to be upset if we close it up at this point. We must go on.
She was going to say she's never seen Mamma Mia.
Yeah.
Oh my God, Nicole!
I haven't.
Okay,
I
genuinely,
know.
That struck a chord with me. Sorry, my like audio spikes just went. okay, that really does it for me. So we're gonna end the podcast here.
Okay, see, look, listen, though. Like, this just gives us all reasons to get together for a movie night, movie couple nights. Because there's a lot of movies in this.
Like, oh, there's another 80s film that we have to see called The Legend of Billie Jean, which is soundtracked by Pat Benatar, like, the entire movie. It is the 80s dream movie. I just told Rachel from Heart-Shaped Leaves about it because she mentioned that she watches, like, 80s films in some video that she did when she's, like, feeling anxious. And I was like, you have to see this movie.
Ooh.
Oh, my gosh.
I love her.
Yeah, we got a list. We got to set up these Netflix watch parties. I did that once during this what do they say? I've done that once during these uncertain times.
Oh, that's what we're calling them?
But I feel like we need to do more.
Unprecedented times.
Yeah. I feel like we need to do more Netflix watch parties.
Let's do it. Was it weird?
No.
Okay.
Like, I'm what down do you do?
You basically have Netflix up, but it's like a system where you can like type chat with the person, with people who are watching while the movie's going.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's do it.
I'm into that. We should Mamma Mia. Do it. I'm like, of all the things that we need to watch, Mamma Mia is number one for me, at least, because ABBA has shaped my life personally. Mm-hmm. I've been listening to ABBA since before I could remember anything. That's one of the first songs I remember singing. So also Kiss Kiss by Shania Twain. Is that who sings Kiss Kiss?
Mm.
Or this, it's called This Kiss.
No, that's Faith Hill.
Kiss Kiss. Oh, that's okay.
Faith Hill.
My mom had it on. Great. Like a cassette, and we'd play.
Wait, while we're on this topic, this is never going to end this episode, but me and Mia watched, well, we're watching it. We had to shut it off because she
hold the phone. I just put together that you have a daughter named Mia and you haven't seen Mama Mia. You're literally Mia's mama.
Okay, can we shut up? Thanks.
Sorry. Continue.
No, I'm just kidding. This Kiss is in another great movie, Practical Magic. Have you guys seen Practical Magic?
Oh, yes. I've seen it on Netflix. I've never watched it, though.
That movie is still the reason I don't trust anybody that has two colored eyes.
It's such a good movie.
Sandra Bullock,
movie.
Nicole Kidman in their prime.
Yes.
Well, they're still both really amazing, but that is a good movie. Also,
if a broom
falls over, I get freaked out.
And you've never jumped off of a roof?
Nope.
You have to watch it, Becca. It's really good. It's a great Halloween movie, too.
Okay, like, if it has lighthearted. Nicole Kidman, I love Nicole Kidman. She's one of my favorites.
She's great.
Yeah, it's a great movie.
Okay, I think we should wrap it up because this has been quite the discussion about things that are not plants on our plant podcast. Just
you're welcome.
We can do whatever we want.
Because this is the podcast where plants and friendships converge.
That's correct. Right. Well, thank you guys so much for listening to this episode of Potted Together. I hope that you enjoyed just the absolute chaotic energy and bebopping around all these different subjects. It was very fun for us. So if you want to follow us on Instagram, you can find us at Potted Together. We also have a YouTube channel, Potted Together, where we will be posting some collab videos. We might have already at this point. Who knows? But you can go and subscribe to that. And we all have our own personal Instagrams. Not Dude is Adam. My Clean Leaves is Nicole. And I am De La Plants.
Becky Calhoun.
Becky Calhoun. Miss Daisy is De La Plants.
De La Pause.
All right.
Thank you guys so much for listening. Give us a rating. Give us five stars. Five stars only. Give us a rating five so stars. People can be in this chaotic energy with us.
This is going to be a great episode to edit.
I'm so sorry. There's going to be so many things. Great stuff. We still don't have an exiting line. Like, you know how people are like, and that's why you're potted together, like stuff like that. We don't have anything like that. We're usually just like, okay, bye.
Yeah
okay, I'm okay with that.
Bye
Oh wait, that was it. That was so abrupt. Okay, I feel like it needs to be drawn out more, but okay, love you guys, see you later. Bye.
Bye.
Bye guys.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.